Never Never, written by James Patterson and Candace Fox, and read by Federer Holmes.
It was Chief Morris who called me into the interrogation room. He was sitting on the left of the table, in one of the investigator's chairs, and motioned for me to sit on the right where the perp sit.
"What?"
I said. "What's this all about, Pops? I've got work to do." His face was grave. I hadn't seen him look that way since the last time I punched Nigel over in homicide for taking my parking spot. The chief had been forced to give me a serious reprimand on paper, and it hurt him.
"Sit down, Detective Blue," he said.
Holy crap, I thought, this is bad. I know I'm in trouble when the chief calls me by my official title. The truth is, most of our time together is spent far from the busy halls of the Sydney Police Centre in Surry Hills. I was 21 when I started working sex crimes. It was my first assignment after 2 years on street patrol, so I moved into the Sydney Metro offices with more than a little terror in my heart at my new role and the responsibility that came with it. I'd been told I was the first woman in the sex crimes department in half a decade. It was up to me to show the boys how to handle women in crisis. The department was broken. I needed to fix it, fast. The chief had grunted a demoralised hello at me a few times in the coffee room in those early weeks, and that had been it. I'd lain awake plenty of nights thinking about his obvious lack of faith in me, wondering how I could prove him wrong. After a first month, punctuated by a couple of violent rape cases and 3 or 4 aggravated assaults, I'd signed up for one-on-one boxing training at a gym near my apartment. From what I'd seen, I figured it was a good idea for a woman in this city to know how to land a swift uppercut. I'd waited outside the gym office that night, sure that the young, muscle-bound woman wrapping her knuckles by the lockers was my trainer. But it was Chief Morris, in a sweaty, grey singlet, who tapped me on the shoulder and told me to get into the ring. Inside the ropes, the chief called me Blue. Inside the office, he grunted. There was none of the warmth and trust shared by Blue and Pops in the ring here in the interrogation room. The chief's eyes were cold. I felt a little of that old terror from my first days on the job. "Pops," I said. "What's the deal?" He took the statement notepad and pencil from beside the interview recorder and pushed them towards me. "Make a list of items from your apartment that you'll need while you're away. It may be for weeks," he said. "Toiletries, clothes, that sort of stuff." "Where am I going?" "As far away as you can get," he sighed.
"Chief, you're talking crazy," I said. "Why can't I go home and get this stuff myself?"
"Because right now, your apartment is crawling with forensics officers. Patrol have blockaded the street. They've impounded your car, Detective Blue," he said. "You're not going home."